Heather Smith of Rock the Vote tells us the economy was also on the minds of younger voters.
We saw at least 24 million 18 to 29-year-olds cast a ballot, which is more young people than have ever voted before in this country.
Although in as much effort as you all put in it and both campaigns did to engage young voters, the increase in young voters wasn't greater than in the increase in other age groups. Voting increased across all demographics.
Well, it was a historic night, you know, in this country with turnout going up all across the board. But what we're seeing from the early estimates, looking at the numbers, it appears that young people increased their turnout, you know, by at least 1 percentage point and as much as 6 percentage points, which is more young voters than ever before, and really ushered in a new era of politics for this country.
Now, Rock the Vote is nonpartisan, but you were expecting more young people to vote for Obama than McCain.
Yes.
What actually happened?
Young people voted about 2-1 for Barack Obama. And in some states like Indiana and North Carolina, there's enough young people who voted and who voted at, you know, 68-70% for Obama that they actually put him over the edge in those states.
Now, is that expected to translate into gains for the Democrats, or was it this particular political figure that drew them from an independent position to the Democrats?
Voting is a habit, so we expect and anticipate that these young people will continue to go out and cast ballots. They'll continue to stay involved and engaged in the political process. But partisanship is also a habit. And for the last 3 major election cycles, young people have been trending more and more to the Democratic Party.
And did you break down in the end the issues that caught their attention and secured their votes?
Yeah, the top issue for young people was the economy. The economy. If it's healthcare, it's affording healthcare. For those of the young people who could afford to go to college, they're graduating with huge debt. It's fair wages for those, you know, entering jobs and ensuring that they can take care of their families. And they voted on Tuesday for a president who they believe and have hope that can bring a better future for them, and in particular in an economic way.
Heather Smith is executive director of Rock the Vote.